Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour. How about that? Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So, Jennifer, it seems that Chris Wallace had a problem talking with the health secretary on what Mr. Biden's title is. Have we got agreement yet? Is he the president-elect, or are there still people holding out saying, he's not, we haven't got it settled yet, he's not the president-elect?
Well, clearly there are people who are holding out because Alex Azar said that he will call him the president-elect when he's the president-elect, and it's the same way that I feel.
So we're waiting
for the president-elect, and he will be the president-elect.
When George Bush was elected president, he was the last Republican president, right? So did we have the same conversation then?
Yeah, absolutely. When there was the challenges going on, sure. And in fact, both of them, both Al Gore and George Bush, had to fight it out for getting the GSA funds to start their transition, their respective transitions, while they were waiting for the court case to decide. So this is not necessarily unprecedented stuff. There's contesting that's going on. They're very close to seeing if the Pennsylvania, and this will be the best chance for the Trump campaign, if Pennsylvania's lawsuit will get kicked up to the Supreme Court. If that happens, Ted Cruz and a whole lot of other high-profile people are going to go argue on behalf of the president's side in all of this. I don't even want to say it's about the president, because at this point it's about our elections, and they said that they're going to go and argue the case on that behalf. So that is going to be a big loss if this for the Trump campaign. If the Supreme Court does not pick up the lawsuit in Pennsylvania, that's one of the easiest path that he has over the next week or so to argue some of these results.
Mm-hmm. You think he still really and truly is a Trump supporter? You really think he still has a chance?
I think there's a chance. I think it's a small chance, but I do think that there's a chance. Absolutely. I've been looking a lot at the claims that he's been making, and I've said this to you before. This concerns me way more than as a Trump supporter. This concerns me as a person, as an American, as a Californian who has suspected this kind of stuff has been at play for years, and now finally seeing evidence of exactly what's happening.
So what changes will happen? Then what changes? Because Trump's not going to win, and he's not going to be president again. So what changes going forward should we see, do we need to see, do we need to demand so that this sort of stuff doesn't happen in the future? How are we going to help ourselves to a better election process, all of us?
I think you have to get rid of, number one, you have to get rid of the Dominion, the Smartmatic software. We need to find out exactly who's running this, why direct data isn't given directly to the counties that employ them, why there are just summaries, and who actually is able to run votes through these machines. Number one, that's kind of at the very top. But I think what's really important, especially if we continue to go towards a mail-in voting system, mail-in ballots, you've got to have secretaries of state who are willing to clean up the voter rolls. This is what's been happening in California for a very long time, where a lot of dead people, a lot of people who have moved, and I'm not talking about 25 people in a large county of millions. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of fraudulent registrants on the voter rolls. And so what happens when you start sending out ballots to everybody is you have a lot of them pooling around. You have a lot of people that have just ballots floating. And guess what? They're not doing signature matches. There's no attempt to get voter ID in place. So there's a lot of problems that need to be cleaned up moving forward.
Agree.
Especially everywhere, though. That's not everywhere. And that's something that we also need to say, that that does happen in certain places, but that's not happening everywhere across the country.
No, it's not. But what is happening everywhere across the country?
Here's the thing, is that they take the model in California and they start rolling it out.
The number one problem in the electoral system is the Electoral College. That needs to go. When that goes and we have one vote representing one person, Jennifer, I don't even begin to understand how it is that you so
to prevent the tyranny on. Of the masses because
oh,
I don't want I don't want
the
elections.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't want the. That's
people.
Why there's you know that's why there's an electoral college, by the way, because you
no,
cannot.
No, that's not why there's
no.
That is one of the reasons. Go read it.
No,
read constitutionally the argument for an electoral college.
That's not it. It was for slave states to be able to count
was,
slaves to get
was,
more to get more
no,
representation.
I will send you guys
the 13 original
word for word.
Couldn't get together, so they had to send their votes.
That's not all. That's not only it, Doug. It's not.
Well, that was
it's
the
not.
First reason.
That's what it comes down to. You know, people can whitewash it, and we have as a country. We've whitewashed
well,
that history.
The whole thing has been whitewashed.
Jen, it's right. It is what it is. That's what happened.
Right.
But see, when we get so stuck in our points of view, then there's no room for reconciliation. There's no room for reorganization.
It's an ugly fact, but people have to face facts. Yeah.
Why is it that Republicans seem to think that there's a need for the Electoral College and Democrats
I just told you what the reasoning was behind it constitutionally what it says about the Electoral College. You guys don't want to, I mean, both of you have said that you don't believe that, so I will tell you that it's to prevent the power from the coast, basically, and to give every state a weighted chance at preventing the tyranny of the masses, which is real. That's not a word. Those aren't words I'm making up.
The tyranny of the elite is what's going on right now. The tyranny of the people who are in power continue to push their agenda. There's no better example of that than the Democratic National Committee controlling who gets to be nominated for president, who gets to be nominated for vice president. It has nothing to do with what went on during the season.
You do realize Los Angeles and New York will make all of the choices for the whole country if you get rid of the Electoral College, right?
I don't even realize that at all. No.
Well, that is absolutely
what will
happen.
If it's one person, one vote,
then states
are longer. But if it's one person, one vote, then states would become much less important.
What has Iowa got to say about anything these days? Or Alabama? Zero. Nothing. So that's
no,
why
they don't have absolutely
they would stay
nothing.
Red.
They have absolutely. Well, they wouldn't even be counted as states. It wouldn't. There would be no red state. There would be no blue state. There
so
would
you're
just
saying
be
that because your team has fewer players that it should be rigged? Is what
no,
you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that everybody okay. who lives across this country deserves a weighted shot, deserves a fair shot at making change. So what I'm saying, and I would feel this way no matter what. I don't want people in two states to make the decisions for the rest of the country. That's not fair. People
you just
live,
said states wouldn't exist anymore.
I'm sure
if it was
I don't
one
want
person
people.
One vote.
I'll agree with you on that. I sure as hell don't want the people in California and New York making the decisions
but, Doug, you know
for me.
That wouldn't be the case.
No,
it's,
I know
if
it
it's
isn't.
A popular
I'm
vote.
I'm not agreeing with Jennifer for that
how
reason.
Would that,
I'm just
how would
echoing.
That not be the case?
Because everybody's vote
if
is
more
taken
people
equally
believe in,
weighted. That's,
it's just, this is basic math. If more people believe in solution A and fewer people believe in that, then A is going to win. It's that simple. But if B says, well, I deserve to have the same amount of say, well, if you don't have the same number of people on your team who are voting for the same thing, it's just,
well,
I don't know.
Why
like,
should
it,
the
it
state of Iowa, turning it around, have more or have the same weight as California, given the fact that there are 50 times more people living in California.
Why should the state of Iowa be punished? Because California has more people living in it. California's just bigger. Should we just divide up the country and make each state equal in size?
But again, if this is not state versus state. Idaho would have the exact same weight that California would have because states would disappear in this sense. And it would be one person, one vote.
Let's just use it like very basic since we don't know the numbers. Let's say 50 people live in Iowa and 100 people live in California. So under your system, California decides that election, yes?
No, not at all. No, 60 people have voted a certain way, so then there's another 60 and another 600, another 6,000, another 6 million, and all of those votes count individually. For example, this year, Joe Biden got the same the top vote-getter was Joe Biden. And in 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton was the top vote-getter. She should have been president. That's the simple math. Bottom line stuff that is, you know, that's how it works. When you vote for a mayor, we don't have one ward has X number of votes and another ward has another, and there we weight it according to the wards. We weight it according to how many votes are cast and what shows up in the ballot box numerically at the end of the day.
And when you're saying that there would never be another Republican president, okay, well, that might be true.
I didn't ever say that, actually.
You said if there was no electoral college, you did.
I didn't say if there'd never be another Republican president. I just said it would be that New York and California would be the only ones trying.
So that's implying that there would never be a Republican president.
Not necessarily,
so moving,
actually.
That's not even my point. My point, though, is
the reason Democrats want this, by the way, is not because they care so much about the Constitution. If they care about the Constitution talks about the Electoral College. They want this because they want to change the rules of the game. So the Democrats.
No. Here's my point.
I'm not
speaking for every Democrat. I'm speaking for me. Here's what I'm saying. If the Republicans had been on the side of the popular vote winning and still lost the election two times, how is that fair that the majority of people in this country voted for someone who didn't take office? If that happened, where that's two different elections now within my lifetime of being able to vote. If that happened to Republicans, the Electoral College would be gone.
That's not true. And number one,
absolutely,
the popular vote doesn't matter. That's not our system. It's not the rules. So, I mean, think about this. If you're a candidate, just to put it simply, if you are a candidate, let's say you're a Democrat. Let's say you're Joe Biden. How much time did he have to spend in California?
None.
Oh, Joe Biden?
Right.
Zero. Now,
right, and one national vote would actually make him have to go to every state.
So what would happen? No. If you get rid of the Electoral College, only the popular vote mattered, then you're going to have every candidate sitting in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, and nowhere else.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal rate, quotes and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, MLSconsumerAccess.org, number 33.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Coming up in the next half hour, Britain starts mass vaccinations. How's that working for them? And some interesting things in the asteroid belt coming up in the next half hour. Right now, a reminder about our latest DJV download. We had a conversation about some stupid selfie tricks that are going on. And I talk about my frustration in not being able to find any work gloves that are made anyplace except China. The actor from Squeaky, we talked about that. The Happiest Season film, we talk about that as well, and some helpful hints there. Latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People are crazy and talks are stale. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of rage. I used to care, but things have changed.
Things have changed, haven't they, though? Bob Dylan announced he sold his entire songwriting catalog to United Music Publishing Group. Well, let's see, boys and girls. Would you take $100 million for it? Nope. Would you take $200 million for it? Nope. Would you take $300
million? Yes, I would.
I'm actually surprised it's not more than that.
I would have, yeah. I mean,
because that's less than what Taylor Swift's whole catalog just got sold again for.
Yeah.
So that she's already sold twice over $300 million. So
and that's what
I
the
was
Beatles,
a little surprised it was.
That's what, what's-his-face paid Michael Jackson, how many, 30 years ago for the Beatles catalog. It's worth $1 billion today. So maybe this is a good investment. Somebody thought it was a good investment anyway. Dylan had control over pretty much all of his copyrights through his career. And now this new deal has 600 songs up through the most recent album, Rough and Rowdy Ways. The deal was negotiated directly with Dylan. He didn't have a lawyer, didn't have an agent. United Music Publishing went right to him. Dylan inked his first music publishing deal back in 62 with Leeds Publishing. He would eventually regain control of the songs from his 62 debut. And while he would make other publishing deals during his career, he largely managed to maintain full control over all the aspects of the song that music publishing covers, lyrics and melodies. This is one of the unique ticks of Dylan's catalog that makes it so valuable in the publishing world. Dylan wrote most of his own songs by himself, and thus the royalties don't need to be split up. The acquisition does include a couple of tracks Dylan wrote with other songwriters, and just one in which he's not a writer but owns the copyright. Wait was written by Robbie Robertson and recorded by the band. So as part of this deal, the company gains 100% of Dylan's publishing and collects on the income that he would have gotten as the songwriter and controller. What is that continuing on? You know, once you write a song, every time it's played, you're supposed to get something, right?
Yeah, if you own the rights the way that he does. Some people don't.
Elvis didn't write many songs at all.
And that was a bad deal that the Colonel made for him, because he would have made so much more money had he, you know, look, right now a lot of artists go into a studio, they don't write the song, they say, oh, change this word or change that word to make it sound more like me, and then they get writer's credit, and it's part of their deal. They insist on it. So, you know, and that makes them a lot more money, and artists are just smarter about that now.
Well, it's like being an executive producer of a television program. That's how they pay the people they want to keep involved in the show. On the show, they become executive producers.
It's like
producers.
A hierarchy. Yeah.
Speaking of, did you know that Blake Shelton executive produces Hallmark movies?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah, three of them.
Steven
Hallmark
and Jennifer.
Christmas movies. I know. I read this story yesterday.
Music.
No, right, movies. I was so surprised.
Musically on the DJV show with with Rebecca, I don't know where that came from. Jennifer or Victoria and Doug.
Rebecca's Robert. our new third co-host.
That's right.
She's just really quiet.
Robert Earl Keane's annual Christmas shows, a tradition for him. He's determined to keep them going even this year. Let's see here. On Thursday, Keane's going to kick off his Merry Christmas from the Fam-O-Lee Secret Santa Christmas Tour. Some limited capacity concerts. First show is at the Ryman. It'll be live streaming. His holiday concert sprang up around the demand for his irreverent seasonal song, Merry Christmas from the Family, from 1994, off his album Gringo Honeymoon. Is that what we're playing here?
This is Merry Christmas from the Family. This is his big song that everybody loves. Yeah. It has like a cult following, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, anyway.
It's like, you know, Redneck Christmas.
Yeah. Is that, can you say Redneck Christmas? Isn't that somebody going to get upset?
I have a lot of friends who love this, and that's what they call it. So.
Redneck Christmas for me was Leroy the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I've never heard of that, but okay.
Leroy the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Right. Anyway, so that's the Robert Earl Keane story as we approach 20 and a half past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break, and he'll get startled, and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See policy letter, license, and all 50 states, and LLS, consumer access, and all numbers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's called a bill of complaint. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit filed with the U.S. Supreme Court for President Trump's ongoing election challenge. Trump lawyer Jordan Sokolow on Newsmax TV explains the Supreme Court is involved now because it's state versus state.
The court didn't just take this and issue an order denying it or something like that or maybe coming up with opinions later on tomorrow. They are requiring these four states to actively respond by Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to the allegations in this bill of complaint. And that's different than most court cases at the Supreme Court, because this is a case of original jurisdiction where the court has that original jurisdiction in the Constitution because it is state versus state.
We'll stay on top of this breaking development. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the rare Tuesday night football game between the Dallas Cowboys and Baltimore Ravens, Ravens receiver Dez Bryant tested positive for the China virus and was not allowed to play. After the game, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson talks about the team's mentality and adjustments to Dez being out.
From coming off the losses, you know, and our guys just build up, you know, we're trying to make the playoffs, and it started here, so we just got to keep it going. But it was an all-around team effort. I feel offensive played well tonight. We'll do a little bit what we did tonight without the turnover, and, you know, finishing in the red zone, I feel we'll be pretty good. You know, like I said before, all offensive played well tonight. We just got to keep doing that. We just got to win it for them, you know. I think it was yesterday, after practice, after walkthrough, he told us we need to go out there and win for him. You know, we expected him to play, though. And when we found that out, it was like, man, we just got to do what we got to do. We in the hunt for the playoffs. We got to do what we got to do. And we did that tonight. I'm mad we couldn't have him because, you know, that's his former team. We wanted him to score tonight, but it's all good.
The Dallas Cowboys continue to struggle, losing the game to the Ravens 34-17. Video gamers have spoken with their wallets as Activision's World of Warcraft Shadowlands is now the fastest-selling PC video game in history. All told, the latest installment of the Sword and Sorcery series has racked up over 3.7 million in worldwide sales since its November 23rd release. World of Warcraft is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, or MMORPG, that launched in 2004. Activision noted the new WoW title beat its own Diablo 3 game, which held the previous record at more than 3.5 million in sales. That began in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Before half the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. And so the biggest problem of the year has been COVID. And so we are still wrestling with the process and procedure here. Meanwhile, the Brits have begun vaccinations. Victoria, how is it going?
Well, it just started. So earlier this morning, a 90-year-old grandma in the UK became the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine, which is also in partnership with BioNTech. And she said, "I feel so privileged to be the first person vaccinated against COVID-19. It's the best early birthday present I could wish for." And she said that she looks forward to finally being able to spend time with family and friends in the new year. And she said she's been on her own most of this year, which is a story that a lot of people can, you know, a lot of people, you know, share that same experience. And then on the island of Ireland, in Northern Ireland, the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine is a 28-year-old nurse. And she is, so it's making the newspapers now around the world who the first people are who are getting the vaccine. So
right. I had read the Queen's going to get it pretty soon, right, too? Isn't the Queen next in line somewhere? Yeah. I would imagine so, right?
Yeah,
Prince Philip's 98 years old, right? Or 99?
Tough skin.
Yeah, I hear, according to the New York Post, they did a story yesterday about Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip being among the first to get COVID-19. What'll be interesting is if they do any media pop in circumstance, because a lot of former presidents like Obama, Clinton, they all said they'd get it on camera yesterday. Trump said that he would get his on camera. I know a lot of governors are saying that they might get theirs on camera to try to encourage people. So I wonder if there'll be an element of that.
The question about the vaccines, now that everybody's all excited about them, you can count on the news media to try to throw some cold water on everybody's excitement, because the question has come up about where, given the fact that we've got a lot of virus now, it's really the numbers are high. So the Journal of Health Affairs an analysis of the vaccine. The lady who wrote the article, her name is Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Apparently, she's going to be the president's new person to run the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Anyway, she says the vaccine is like a fire hose. A vaccine is 95% effective, like the Moderna and the Pfizer versions. Is a powerful fire hose, but the size of the fire is a bigger determinant of how much destruction occurs. So when you look at the estimation, then you'd start wondering why you should get a shot, frankly. If you look at this analysis, the vaccine, according to this way of looking at it, is only 50% effective because so many people are infected right now. It won't do any good for the people who are infected. It's only good for the people who haven't been infected. So, in fact, the 94% becomes 50%. And so I think for myself, why would you get this?
Well, it's like saying everyone already has the flu, so why do I get a flu shot now?
Yeah, and I would say it's not changing the effective rate of the vaccine, because if you get the vaccine, you will be protected at 94% rate of effectiveness, right, when you get
so that
vaccine.
So it's not 94% of the people will be affected.
Right. Already, you're going to have to rely.
94% of you will not get the virus.
You're already going to have to rely on a good chunk of the population actually getting the vaccine before you see it eradicated. But for the people who have already had it, I mean, there's still a question about whether or how long the antibodies last. So all these people that are getting it right now, you know, making it through, God willing, they'll have antibodies, and then people will start getting the vaccine. And then you figure out you can prioritize those people last. Like for me, I wouldn't be at the top of the line because, number one, of my age. Number two, I think I probably still have some antibodies left. So I'd let people who really need it while we're in limited doses get it.
I've said I'm going to get it. I mean, even though I don't want to get it, I think that as supportive as I have been, because it makes so much sense of mask wearing and personal distancing and getting more testing done, that seems to be the way that there's more success here. But the vaccine will make people feel good. It's a psychological shot in your arm, maybe as much, if not more, than the actual value of the virus.
Well, it is more than that, though, because psychologically, the flu shot, which last year's flu shot was only, what, 40-something percent accurate? Effective against the current flu strain. This is what they're saying is, this is for each individual person, it will be 94 or 95% effective against you from it preventing you from getting the virus. So that really doesn't extend beyond just each individual person. So if you say you've got a 94% chance of not getting COVID, those are pretty good odds. So why not take the vaccine? What do you have to lose? You know,
well,
that's kind of where I've come
except
out.
Except getting sick, who knows what's going to happen down the road? There are all those questions.
Yes, you can make that argument, but then there are a lot of other vaccines that came along and they didn't wait 5 years or 10 years.
All right, so then with that in mind, Victoria,
we don't know
Pfizer,
the answer to that.
The government bought 100 million vaccine doses in our country from Pfizer. Then they sold the rest of their production until June has been sold to the European Union. So after we go through 100 million, are we going to have Moderna? Is there an answer to that question?
We're going to have someone else. Yeah, we're going to have more doses of whether it's Moderna or maybe AstraZeneca comes along at that point.
Because that's only enough for 50 million people.
Yeah,
Yeah, right. There's
you
four
have two
more.
Shots.
And that was why, I know you're going to get a champ again, but Trump signed an executive order saying, you just did a few minutes ago, so I figured you might revisit. I didn't know. Kind of like going back and trying something again, like another sample of the ice cream. But he signed that executive order saying that Americans need to be served first with this vaccine because it's a result of Operation Warp Speed, which if we had not done, if his administration had not done, we would not be anywhere near close to a vaccine.
But the Pfizer one is not, though. The Pfizer one is from BioNTech. The Pfizer vaccine is from BioNTech, and that's German. So that's why they decided who they wanted to sell it to. And that Moderna, yes, he's correct. Moderna would directly be related to that, but Pfizer, it does not fall under that category. AstraZeneca has been testing theirs in Brazil, and I also think in Germany. Yeah. So it's not really, like, we don't own these vaccines. That's part of the problem.
They're owned by the company.
But the problem is they took money from the government. So Pfizer, Moderna, they all, we contracted with them through Operation Warp.
For 100 million doses. That's what we paid for.
Yeah. Right, but
so
other countries
that,
paid into it as well, so that's why they're getting the doses they're getting.
Pfizer is an American company, but, I mean, the vaccine was developed in Belgium by Biogen. It is not an American vaccine. It's being marketed by Pfizer and reproduced by Pfizer. The only genuine American vaccine is Moderna's, and that is the other one. AstraZeneca... what I've read about it doesn't, I'm not excited about it at all. I think there's stuff in that that could be problematic, at least from what I've seen and heard. So I think I'm going to opt for the Moderna, and probably easier for me to get it here because it's a Massachusetts company. As a matter of fact, they have their headquarters in Framingham. So I can't imagine it'd be too hard for me to go down the street and get a shot. Let's hope that is going to be the case, that they keep it local. But I still think that I want an American vaccine, thanks very much, and one that wasn't manufactured in China. So anyway, that's my slice on that.
Did you guys happen to see what Axios broke about China?
There's
a huge story today from Axios. They did a big investigation into this suspected Chinese spy ring. Remember a while ago, there was that woman that was, or the person, it was a man, I think, who was Dianne Feinstein's driver and had been for a really long time. Well, apparently now there's a suspected Chinese intelligence operative that developed extensive ties with local and national politicians, including a U.S. congressman, in what U.S. officials now believe was a political intelligence operation run by China's main spy agency between 2011 and 2015. Axios did this year-long investigation, and apparently it's provided a pretty interesting look into just how Beijing has been trying to gain access into the United States. Apparently, the activities ended during the Obama administration, but they say that concerns about the influence of the operation have spanned into Trump's administration, so for the last 4 years. And apparently, just to make the story short, but it's very well put out, and you can go through it. Axios has it up right now. I'll tweet it out, at Jennifer Horn. But the most significant target was actually Eric Swalwell, who's the congressman in California. You've seen him. I would say he looks kind of like swarmy. He's a young guy, though. And apparently this person got targeted at Eric Swalwell's office to try to engage, getting interns placed in his staff and all of this stuff. I mean, it's really scary how they infiltrate through
dirty,
all these
no
different
good.
Avenues.
These people are no good.
Again, this is coming from the Chinese government. We want to separate Chinese people from Chinese government.
Under the circumstances, well, it's on the podcast, my frustration trying to find gloves that were made, work gloves that weren't made in China. I had to go to three places and finally found some made in Romania. Thanks to one of my listeners who sent me a note, facebook.com/DJV show. This gentleman suggested that I go to any truck stop. There aren't any in my backyard, but I am going to
really
look out for
them.
Truck
you
shop.
Know what I was also,
wait, why do truck stops have gloves that are made in America and not Home Depot?
Because you go into a truck stop and find anything that's made in China. You won't find much of anything. That's just the philosophy of the people
that
run these
stores. It's probably what they stock. Yeah. The other thing I was thinking about for you is you need to use Etsy more often, too, because that's stuff that's made by people, small businesses here usually. You should check that website out, too. They have a lot of everything. every
thing
you can think of.
Well, yesterday we were talking about my running gloves, and so like the gloves that, you know, I don't run, but I walk, and so I wear them so that your hands don't get overheated. So I was curious, because Doug, you asked me yesterday where they were made, and I didn't know. So I went back and I looked at, and it's a mom and pop company from Connecticut, and
really?
The fabric is designed and made in America, but it's assembled in China, which is so weird. So, like, why do you have to ship
fabric over there
that's already made here just to be stitched together into gloves? That was very strange.
Well, imagine what it costs to ship it back over there, back
and
forth.
Right, I mean, I get it. It's cheap labor. I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like,
the reason they do it is because
so
the minimum wage requirements that we keep, you know, and, again, there's an argument to be made for minimum wage, but the higher you're going to bring it up, the more gets outsourced.
Yeah, well, something we've got to be thinking about here.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The great thing about today's TVs is that they're so thin, you can hang them on a wall. But the bad thing are those thin little TV speakers. Sonos, however, has a solution to make your home theater experience the best it can be with the Sonos Arc. Ryan Richards from Sonos explains.
And it really brings a new level of fidelity and dimension to home theater sound. It has support for Dolby Atmos, works with multiple voice assistants, and it also, of course, connects not just to your television, but to the internet and it streams from not just your TV, but also online services like Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, etc., and so many more. Not only are you buying a soundbar when you're buying an Arc, but you are buying the option to expand your audio experience throughout your home and have all of those products work together.
And the Sonos Arc mounts to the wall. Check it out at Sonos.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Well, there's a discussion of there's a dispute over the benefits of omega-3 oils, whether you want 3s, 6s, or 9s. It was really interesting to listen to Jack talk about how omega-3 is so much better for you if you're going to have to choose. Make sure you're always getting omega-3 every day, and that is explained. Also talking about how to have women have an easier time with menopause. That's part of the focus of this particular podcast. You can get it at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Murray Geller joining me now, Doug Steffen, with the question of the day, question of the hour, question of the moment. One of the things that has so befallen us in all senses, the physical, the spiritual, the reality of this COVID and what it has done, or has it? That's the question. Is it the disease or is it the rumors and the things that are said about it that scare people and the fear-based thinking that's gone with it and what it's done to the world that we live in? Uri Geller is here. You know, we've all had a lot of experiences in this incarnation. Sometimes we can't ignore them. Sometimes we can't explain them. I've been fascinated by supernatural subjects all the time, the unexplainable. And to me, Uri, this is one of those unexplainable things. What gets people? You're the world's foremost motivator. So what motivates people in your mind to be so negative, to be so full of fear, when it would be so much more pleasant for all of us if we were going in the other direction?
First of all, let's just go back to COVID-19. This is not a rumor or a hearsay. This is a tangible virus that has attacked the entire world, and we're dealing with it now.
But the people who have had trouble with it, Uri, the people who have died, have had underlying causes. There are very few people who have died from the disease. They have died as a result of getting the exposure to it, but they had many other problems. I don't know what it's like in Israel where you are, but certainly here in America, the vast majority of people who have died because they had other problems to begin with.
Well, you know, scientists and doctors say that people who have underlying problems are more vulnerable. But if you look at the bigger scope, you have to be careful what you say, Doug, because this has to be researched medically and proven that what you're saying is true.
Well, right, but now, I've seen a lot of stuff already that hasn't been, that is being speculated upon by scientists who are scaring people, and it turns out that some of the stuff they're saying isn't true. So that's what forces the question of what do we believe?
Yeah, well, basically, Doug, we have to look at what is conspiracy theories and what is not. Now, for instance, today, onto a totally different subject, there is a very well-known Israeli scientist who claims that aliens are negotiating with the American government and with the Israeli government. And this comes from a very serious guy. Uh-huh. So... you know,
well, wouldn't you believe that? I believe that. I would believe that, wouldn't you? We're not alone.
No, we're not alone, because if we were alone, then what a waste of space out there. But it's good to laugh. What I'm saying, I think that at this stage, more people are interested in alien life forms, life forms than COVID-19, because if aliens are talking to us and we are negotiating with them, then that means that they can find a cure with a, you know, clip of a finger, and you've got the cure for COVID-19. Because if aliens can get here with UFOs or other means of space travel, they are much more advanced than we are. They, you know, I'm looking at a skull here in my museum that I actually got from the president of Mexico, López Portillo. When he handed me this skull, which is rock crystal, but it has a very elongated brain, he told me that it's right out of the pyramid, where there is a slab of stone, and onto the stone there is a carving. In the stone there is a carving of an astronaut guiding what seems to be, he's sitting in a cockpit, and he's just flying a UFO. And we're talking about a skull that is 2,000 years old. So, hey, if 2,000 years ago, already then, aliens have landed on planet Earth and have spoken to the ancient Mayans, then I'm not surprised if there are already aliens walking among us.
Mm-hmm.
They claim, the Israeli scientist claims, that we are not ready to accept them yet.
I think that's it. That we aren't ready yet because our mind is too simplistic. We're not willing to go out. We're still stuck in the power of religions and that sort of thing. So I think it's on the horizon. No question about that. Uri, thank you for inspiring me and making all of us laugh. It's a good thing. Uri's in his museum, which is coming into shape. Check it out at urigeller.com or urigellermuseum.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.